Third parak of Shviyas Mishnah Ches. We continue with them. Halachas of taking stones or arranging stones in one's field. If one does not do this for the intent of making the field plantable, it's permitted provided that it's recognizable that he's doing it for other purposes, just using the stones and not for preparing the field. Now the first halacha is a slightly different halacha. Ein boilin madregas al pi hageyus. We're talking about this like a valley that water gathers there, and they would build steps to go down into the valley to get the water. So they're making these steps in the earth itself. It says that you should not build these steps ev shriyas mishapatku hakshamim. You should not do it before Shemitah, the year prior to Shemitah, from the time the rains have stopped, the station attacking the shriyas. The idea behind this is this area, water was collected, and they draw water from there to water the fields. So if he's preparing these steps to get to the water, then it looks like he's preparing a situation that will be able to water his field. So if he does it, Erev Shviyas, the year before Shviyas, when it's still the rainy season, it looks like he's doing it for the Shishas year, for the Erev Shviyas year. But it's already after the end of the season on Erev Shviyas, and he's setting up this system that looks like he's setting up an irrigation system for Shemitah. It's also, Rambam said this is only also in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, because we learned that all the Isser of Malachas before Shemitah is inside the halacha of Tosefes Shviyas, and Tosefes Shviyas, additional pre-Shviyas Isurim, are only also in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, but not this man is there. But on Shemitah itself will be also, because it looks like you're preparing the area for using this water for irrigation. But if it's ready after the rainy season on Shemitah year, then you're allowed to make these steps, because making them steps themselves is not a malacha. And even though it looks like you're preparing this area for using the water, but since it's already after the watering season of Shemitah, you're only preparing it for the year after Shemitah, which is no problem. If he makes some type of steps and he wants to have the steps support the area on top of the steps, supporter, so you have a flat area on top of the step, that you should not fill it up with earth, because basically what you're doing is, if you had an area which was not level and you're leveling it off by filling it up with earth, you're preparing an area that can't be used for planting, and that you're not allowed to do. This is also in a Gevis Manazim. Somebody has in the back of his house a hole or something. He shouldn't bring earth to smooth it out, even though his kavan is not the plant, but it looks like he wants to prepare for planting. He could fill it up with little pebbles. That we could do with manazel also. If he wants to smooth out an area on Shemitah, he should use the pebbles and not the earth. As he's building these steps or walls, if there's stones around it, so we have a problem. If you pick up the stones and use them, it looks like you're fixing up your field, removing the stones from your field, you should plant it. So if the stones are close to the wall that you're building, then it's the fact that we see this person building a wall and he's taking stones next to him, it's clear that he's taking it for building the stones, that's permitted. But if he goes into the middle of his field and starts taking stones, then those stones he's taking from there look like he's just taking them to get rid his field of the stones, and therefore it's also because of maritime.